This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
Hey there, Digital Detox Wars. Rachel Carter here, your guide to reclaiming your time and sanity in this crazy tech-saturated world. You know that feeling when you're scrolling through Instagram and everyone seems to be living their best life, vacations, amazing food, incredible achievements. It can leave you feeling a bit depleted, right? Like you're constantly lagging behind. That, my friends, is FOMO, the fear of missing out. And it's a sneaky little beast that can really mess with our mental game. But guess what? We're here to kick it to the curb. Today, we're diving deep into managing expectations and slaying that FOMO monster. Trust me, this isn't about becoming a hermit or unplugging entirely, though those are great options sometimes. It's about cultivating a healthy relationship with social media, embracing reality, and focusing on what truly matters. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you navigate this digital landscape like a boss. First things first, remember that social media is a highlight reel. People tend to share the best bits of their lives, think picture-perfect vacations, mouth-watering meals, and jaw-dropping achievements. It's rarely a candid glimpse into the everyday hustle. Ever feel like everyone's living this perfectly curated life while yours is just chaotic? Yeah, me too. But remember, those highlight reels don't tell the whole story. There are probably struggles, setbacks, and moments of utter boredom lurking behind the scenes, just like in your own life. Second, unfollow accounts that trigger negative feelings. If someone's constantly flaunting their lavish lifestyle and it makes you feel inadequate, hit that unfollow button. You have the power to curate a feed that inspires and uplifts you, not one that leaves you feeling envious or stressed. Your mental well-being is worth it. Third, compare less. This one's tough, I get it. It's like a siren song, comparing ourselves to others, but seriously, does it ever make us feel good? No. We all have our unique journeys, strengths, and weaknesses. Instead of focusing on what others have, celebrate your own accomplishments and focus on your personal growth. You're doing amazing, sweetie. Fourth, prioritize real-life experiences. Remember those moments when you were so engrossed in a conversation, a book, or an activity that you completely forgot about your phone? Those are the golden nuggets, the moments that truly nourish our souls. Make time for activities that bring you joy, connect with loved ones face to face, and savor the simple pleasures of life. And finally, practice gratitude. When we focus on what we have rather than what we lack, a shift happens. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life, your health, your relationships, your talents, even that delicious cup of coffee you're sipping right now. Gratitude is a powerful antidote to FOMO. Think about it. You've just scrolled through a carefully curated feed of seemingly perfect lives. How did that make you feel? Anxious, inadequate, maybe a little envious? Yeah, me too. It's easy to fall into the trap of comparing ourselves and feeling like we're constantly falling behind. But remember, those online personas are often just that, personas. People share their best moments, not their struggles or everyday realities. So take a step back, be kind to yourself, and focus on creating a life that truly fulfills you. Let me give you a real-world example. Imagine you're scrolling through Instagram and see your friend posting photos from an amazing weekend getaway, think hiking in breathtaking mountains, cozy cabins, and delicious meals shared with friends. You might feel a pang of FOMO, wishing you were there instead of stuck at work or tackling a to-do list. But here's the thing. That trip probably wasn't all sunshine and roses. There were probably moments of stress, logistical hiccups, maybe even a mosquito bite or two. Remember, social media often presents an idealized version of reality. So instead of getting caught up in the comparison game, focus on your own adventures. Plan a day hike closer to home, cook that delicious meal you've been craving, or catch up with friends for a coffee date. Life is full of amazing experiences waiting to be discovered right outside your screen. So remember, digital detox warriors. Manage those expectations, slay that FOMO monster, and focus on creating a life that truly fills you with joy. You've got this. Remember to tune in tomorrow for another dose of digital detox wisdom. And don't forget to share your thoughts and experiences. Let's build a supportive community where we can all thrive in the digital age. Until then, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.